Now, you were here once before, Horvitz. Now, you were here once before.
Yeah, right.
We talked briefly about the Cuban roots, and we even played a couple of cuts from it, I remember. And then afterwards, I continued playing it for a while because I hadn't had my possession since the days of vinyl,
right.
And you know, for a lot of our audience that's young, very young, it was new, so I felt I wanted to play for a while. I did play for a few months, and the way it should have being what it was,
there are two things wrong with it. One, with all due respect, the recording sound was really below standard. I mean, we were in a room that was so small that they couldn't put it out in stereo, and that was death for that period. So to put out a mono album in the late 1960s meant you couldn't get an airplay. That was one thing. The other thing was...
But that makes my point, was what I'm saying. Why did they say, Mark Weinstein, let's take you into this little cubicle with seven or eight guys and do this terrible sounding thing? Why not give you and the music the respect that it deserved and go into a 16-track, a large room where the drummers were... at a distance from each other, close enough to feel the vibes, but you know, where you could get a decent mix. And why not respect the music? That why? What?
Overpowering love is coursing through me. Because who better than you?
Oh boy. $3.5 million budget, some 16mm film stock thrown in, and I'm holding one of these. I have got to thank the members of the Academy for this, for including me in this group of super talents, and for helping me blur the line between art and commerce with this award.
Not a love based on expectation or debt. A love which owes nothing to the politics of sexual
in Hollywood,
enslavement.
One of the fastest ways to talk is to work for someone who's already there.
Of narrow-minded middle-class sentimentality. But I feel tonight and speak tonight of a love born of freedom.
Why has democracy succeeded in America? I mean, of course, by succeeded, I mean comparatively, not literally, not to the present, but what makes for the prospect of some sort of radical democracy spreading outward and growing up? Why does the power that was once so carefully preserved at the top of the pyramid by the original framers of the Constitution seem drawn inexorably downward and outward in spite of the best effort of the right to stop them?
We used to do just a moment ago. I know it's not hip to say it, but I just love acting, and I hope that
I can take all that I must. I hold in my hand a rubber truncheon. Who is to say that this tongue of flame, or that this fist, or that this chain...
Well,
another totally unslanted opinion from yet another editor of the Daily Feed. The Daily Feed.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Harry had been presented with the information necessary to stop the 9/11 attacks, his voting record shows that he would have voted to allow the attacks.
Plus,
I think I'm losing my mind.
Well, play something. And John Paul plays all his Hendrix stuff. And Pedrito...
I mean, it's the really hard thing about being left in this country. I mean, the American left can't help but trip over all these...
He is so gorgeous.
Thanks.
What's his name?
Hank.
What is that, a chihuahua?
Chihuahua? That's the biggest chihuahua you'll ever see. He's actually a black lab.
Did you notice what happened there? He exaggerated to the point of outrageousness to generate a smile. Of course, that wasn't a chihuahua. It was a 75-pound black lab. He was kidding around, and it created a meaningful response. We call this step 2, the outrageous comment or question. I want to give you the full definition. The outrageous comment or question is an attention grabber used as linkage after response from a simple icebreaker. What's his name? Is a simple icebreaker. Hank is the response. What is that, a chihuahua? Is the outrageous comment that generates a response. He created a smile. He said something off the wall and invited the person to play with him, to hit the ball back to his side of the court. Why do we do this? Like I said before, humor is a very powerful tool. By making someone...
Tonight, to punch the funk out of your mouth. But wait, I feel an overpowering love coursing through me because...
Ma c'è quel lui che non lo lascia in pace. Devi solo fare il tuo mestiere. Lascia perdere questo, fare il tuo mestiere.
So it is context dependent. The simplest way to describe tantric yoga, which is defined as an expansion of knowledge, or the tantra asana says one rises by that which one falls. In other words, if I have an incredible amount of anger or incredible amount of sadness or incredible amount of fear, if I'm able to experience it as made of energy and allow it to do what it does without any intention of getting rid of it, then it automatically transmutes itself. But again, I'll get into this a little more detail.
More encouragement for alternative movies where we can experiment and fast forward into the future of acting. Let me thank the awesome, multi-talented Mike Figgis.
My incredible, amazing co-star, Elizabeth Shue. I am going to share this award with both of you. And the late John O'Brien, who scared me so much. Tony Dingman.
Only cash.
Let me give you another example before we get back to the dog scenario.
How's the magazine?
Good.
You know, I was actually supposed to be on the cover of that magazine. I'm kidding.
No, I thought maybe, but this is an electronics magazine.
Oh, no, I was just joking around. Do you have a summer house out here?
Actually, I'm staying with a friend.
What makes the outrageous approach so interesting is that you have the ability to separate the potentials from the no chances right away.
something that she's supposed to haunt.
No, huh? No.
And they disappeared off the face of the earth.
You killed term limits. I urge my party to oppose them.
Bush talking about human rights.
Invitare ad andare. Mi può invitare ad andare al concerto.
How would you say? With pleasure.
No matter what he did, he always slipped into that horrible place from which there was no escape.
Yes.
Was this country western music on when you got here?
Yes, sir.
This is what killed her, you know, the country western music.
Hello. I'm Don Corleone of Corleone Political Consulting.
Really? Okay, it's all right, Ingrid. I'm just telling a scary story, but it's not...
Quantum psychology processes on each of the identities, ideas, philosophies, belief structures that were held within character analysis.
Sensory-motor dimension, profoundly narcissistic. So it can't display anything resembling actual love. You can't truly love somebody until you can understand their perspective and perhaps even choose to put it above your own. So there is no compassion here, no genuine love, no tolerance and...
sustainable energy.
A triangular purple shroud.
Get vulnerable, then I'm going to fail. I'm going to have tried my hardest at something. Then I'm going to fail.
It's in one of the largest apparent mass suicides in U.S. history.
Of course, we can't rule out the fact that the infant has access to some types of spiritual states. As we said, altered states and peak experiences can occur at almost any stage of development. Nonetheless, even if the infant has a fluid access to some types of spiritual states, those states still must be converted into permanent traits if spirituality is to become a mature, stable, constant awareness, capable of taking the role of other and being reflected in genuine love and care. So once again, states might be important, but stages are even more important.
Now, what about the previous intrauterine state? Do you include that in your model?
The evidence centering on the intrauterine state and the birth trauma is highly controversial, but I suspect some of it is legitimate, so I refer to these even earlier developments as fulcrum zero. Like all fulcrums, it has that essential 1-2-3 structure. An initial fusion with the womb, then
the system dictates that one must first be a slave before you can become a success.
Birth trauma, then a period of consolidation and integration as a differentiated organism, post-uterine. At that point, the infant self has then begun fulcrum one. It is now fused with the physical world in and around it.
Question that is on
so let's go through
mind.
The 1-2-3 process of fulcrum one.
But this can be a very demanding process.
Well, the self is in fusion with the sensory motor world, the primary fusion state or primary narcissism.
Members of a computer
the
cult.
Self's identity is physiocentric, fused with the material dimension, with the physiosphere. But somewhere around 4 months, the infant will begin to differentiate between physical sensations in its body and those in the environment. The infant bites a blanket, and it doesn't hurt. Bites its thumb, and it does. There is a difference, it learns, between blanket and thumb. So it begins the differentiation phase of fulcrum 1, which is usually completed sometime in the first year, usually around 5 to 9 months, according to Margaret Mahler, a pioneer in this research. She calls this the hatching phase. The physical self hatches out of this primary fusion matrix. This hatching is the real birth, so to speak, of the physical self. Melanie Klein was particularly interested in this earliest of differentiations, as were Edith Jacobson and Renee Spitz, not to mention Margaret Mahler. Hatching is the birth of... matrix, then it can't tell where its body stops and the chair begins. It's open to a dualism, which is one of the primary characteristics of such.
Well, we'll just go with this and see what happens.
So nothing will keep us together.
It's this real combination of being an experimenter and being able to make decisions. Often, the guy who wants to experiment, you can be in the studio with him for 2 years, and something you had in the first week might be better than what you have in week 56.
He carries around these little black books full of information.
Tony Visconti.
If I say something or anything happens in the studio, something technical or something artistic, it goes in his little book. And at the time, he had 40 volumes of these little books full of information. When we were stuck for an idea, he would just, like, back up about 30 pages and he'd say, oh, let's try this.
We would devise systems where I would put down the piano parts, say, and then take the faders down so that you could only hear the drums. Then he would come in and put an alternative piece in, not hearing my part, and then we'd leapfrog with each other, not hearing each other's parts, and at the end of the day, put all the parts up and see what happened. Slides, oh, parts 3, 7, and 5 sound great. So we took all the rest down.
Unit moving average of the opening prices for S&P.
Of conspiracies and a shadowy figure named Raoul.
Die zum granitenen Fundament meines derzeitigen Handels.
Of course, in America, we're trained to look badly on non-American names. I know I do. You're in New Metaphysics land, where everything is exactly the way it is, while it's that way. No decisions that are really challenging. Everyone can relax. Take a load off. Just craft. From demand here in the States. I want to get caught from behind now.
Dica,
it's fun.
So we go back to New York now to shoot.
You want to say, if there isn't much traffic,
Harrison Ford outside, he must realize.
Traffic.
He has to bring his energy down. Bring it down to photograph, possibly. I'm still lonely.
Gary at New Metaphysics.
I think I'm
for that old funky email. Old fashioned style.
Today, I feel like driving on the highway.
We can't figure out the ad. So I said, why don't you say the picture that had to be made now?
Considering a PayPal little thing on the site, bring some monetization in there.
The negotiator.
Suck you, you chump.
He has
dry.
He won't go to Los Angeles. It's something.
Well, I also want my media to be recognized
Don
in this
Johnson
land.
Lost Melanie Griffith and Ted
land
Danson
of the slanted stump.
The town is costing.
Where everything is monetized and business planned.
There's a book of biographies there, and in it is.
And while not exactly.
So I
fuck you, see Kate in the ass.
It's not about
which isn't
about
necessarily a bad thing, I've been
first
told.
Chapter. He says
by natives.
Ultimately, I lack
at least the metaphorical version of saying if it were
but
a bad thing. I don't want to stand out like a sore thumb or anything.
And I saw a guy doing a new kind of comedy that changed my life. He said wearing a red sweater and was clutching a newspaper and he's talking intellectually about pseudo-political events. No one was laughing. It's a new humor I had developed. Nobody did. And he says, more changed my life. Many a night I sit in a Russian tea room, and I think that guy changed my life. So I run out of there, and I go to the Russian
only
tea room.
Cash.
Walk in, is Woody Allen here? Yes. He's over there. He can't be disturbed. So there he is on an army field jacket, and he's eating a bowl of borscht. You know. Do you want to leave your name? I said, no, I'm thinking more whimsically than that. Here. And I give the guy a notice. Tell him the guy that changed his life. So he runs to the table. And he said, Mr. Allen, I hate to disturb your borscht here, but the guy that changed your life is over there. So Woody, you know how repressed he is with the plus therapy and everything?
Fit in like
he jumps up and he drops the spoon in the borscht. And he ran over to me, gave me a big kiss on the cheek. And he hugged me in this big bear hug. And then he backed
right
away and he said, can you change it back?
So, until I change, or you change.
I'll be back in 15 minutes with Eugene McCarthy. Different. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll be slanted all my life. Tip me, please. And fuck me in the ass as a gesture of goodwill. I've been told. Various outrageous and questioning comments sent in periodically. I have no idea why.
I've been at the factory. He said he would report me to immigration and he made me suck.
Just biting back is fair play kind of thing in the Sammy Run category. And the Shulman meter, for those tracking on the periphery for the parallax, don't ask me, I didn't invent that fucking system.
Oh, yeah, I was reading some more science recently. God help me. Look, my head was like blowing up like a goddamn balloon because of all the plasmic energy around lately, which I really dig. And I thought I'd chow down, bite down hard on it, as it were. I mean, there is data there. Of course, I am able to read in the original matrix tongue of the land. So that is one reason I do periodically read things in the matrix. Of course, sometimes that translating can be tedious, downright fatiguing. Never actually got to the science last night. I was trying to do philosophy at first to justify and testify about his crimes against his own mind. Best mind of his generation's mind's eye, and it was fucked over in the ass. Was forced to take some philosophy up the ass, followed by a mathematics chaser over at Oxford there. But I can read in the original matrix and bypass the middleman.
No glory, no girlfriend. Factor 5, sister. And what about Junior's sister? She is given all the good things of life by her father and taught to expect the same from her future husband, regardless of the price.
You know science. It's like the long march, the march the Navajo had to make to the newest found godforsaken land by the white man. Science, it's that never-ending march to the complete whitewash of the facts. Of course, you know, the aughts were supposed to be the decade of the Jews. I was looking forward to it. So I chose that. I really dig it. Instead, we got that last trump card of Whitey. Almost like a testament. The slanted stumpedness of the American profile.
I'm going to whistle and hum, and I'm going to keep the tone of the hum stable and increase the tone of the whistle. Then I'll bring the tone of the whistle back down again. Ready? Listen closely. Now, you try. Okay, once again, keep the tone of the hum stable.
Good at chess usually means bad at life.
And then decrease the tone of the whistle. Try.
I'll come back later and fill in some of the underscores.
Now, this time, keep the tone of the whistle stable.
For you completists out there.
And increase the tone of the hum. Then bring it back.
You know who you are.
instant randomness in music.
Okay, once again, keep the tone of the whistle stable and increase and then decrease the tone of the hum.
To wake up, it is truly a time of awakening of a year therein.
You subtract your value.
Wait. To that extent, well then do it, all right? Wake up, just do it.
This is 15 billion down to 100 millionth of a second. The universe cools rapidly, and within 25 minutes, stable atoms have formed.
Only a few people have the drive to endure the thousands of indignities and hardships that make up the system.
Los Angeles, we think it will get a great deal of attention. People can log on to the Answer Coalition website because it's where all the...
That's the start of the universe.
Thank you.
No more significant changes happen during the rest of the first day, nor for the rest of January. The only thing there is to view is an expanding cloud of gas.
Now these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan and Naphtali; Gad and Asher. All the souls who came out of Jacob's body were 70 souls, and Joseph was in Egypt already.
February and March, the gas clouds begin slowly condensing into clusters of galaxies and stars.
I meet with director Sidney Lumet, who's making a movie called about the Dead Sea Scrolls. And he says to me, "We can't figure out the ad." So I said, "Why don't you say the picture that had to be made now?" He said, "No, I used that for the seagull already."
Now this drive is usually motivated by greed, sometimes ambition, sometimes even love. There are stories of love inspiring success over the most insurmountable of odds.
You are alive. Being alive, you continually seek to be living and beloving. You continually seek to be living your dreams, and you yearn, oh yes, you yearn to be loving your life. You are alive with goodness, truth, and beauty. You now stand as magicians. Whether or not you are comfortable with calling yourself such, you now stand before the future that is waiting, the future that is so ready to be growing and to be changing in ways that are yet to be imagined, in unfathomable ways yet to be envisioned.
You decide, are we in a bull trend or a bear trend?
Of Vietnam ad.
Another totally unslanted opinion from yet another editor of The Daily Feed. The Daily Feed.
Hello, I'm Carrie. Should have hired to write this television advertisement.
Fact, that uses up 10 seconds. We only have 30 seconds.
Okay.
This will be take two.
Hi, I'm John Carrie. Let's investigate this issue of my third Purple Heart medal, which many Republicans say I don't deserve. So, let me pull up my shirt here. You know, okay, so now that I look at this scar, I think maybe those guys are correct. Maybe I really only deserve the other two Purple Hearts. But hey, it's not like I solicited them. Heck, President Bush knows this himself. I believe during his Vietnam service, he earned the Silver Straw.
If the trend
straw,
is bullish,
the bronze,
what do you do with the lower of your two numbers?
For bravery by protecting his Texas hometown from the invading gooks. At the same time, Vice President Cheney was unavailable
this
to serve in Vietnam.
This is not one of those stories.
But he
stories.
Was, after all, busy earning the Accommodation for Achievement in Accumulation.
As the weeks and months pass by, stars occasionally explode into supernova, new stars condensing from the debris. Our own sun and solar system are eventually formed in early September after 8 months of film. This is just to give you an idea of how long the universe has been here and how long our sun has been here. All right, so to repeat that image, what was actually condensed there was the space as well as the stuff in it.
Thank you.
Mr. Horace Greeley was no fool. I'm sure that you agree with me that Greeley was no fool.
What he is getting at is that Mr. Greeley was no fool.
The wisdom of a man can be denied by none, for he's the one that said.
Before you go to Buffalo, to Baltimore, or Borneo, to Eastern Pennsylvania, or Japan,
go west, young man.
If you go to that land, sonny, you will have a lot of money if you bring the money with you when you come
to the long prairie.
Before you read a travel ad and scamper off to Trinidad, to Albany, New York, or Yucatan,
go west, young man.
In the east they live on donuts, in the west the natives grow nuts, and I'll guarantee you'll go nuts if you come
to the long prairie.
Take the lower of your two numbers, 206-48. You round it off, 206-50. Let's say the market closed yesterday at 208.
And she don't do nothing.
You put in an order to buy S&P at 206.50 MIT. Okay? It's all there is
oggi
to it.
Di guidare
the probability is that at some point, not necessarily that day, but if the price
if there's
is
not
hit
much traffic
during the day, the odds are that that same day or within
se
the next 2 days,
traffico,
you're going to have a profit. Now, I'll tell you something else.
Driving here
people,
is fun.
Without
driving
mentioning names,
is the same
I've seen people
to drive
and buy 50, 60, 100 S&P. For no reason
nobody
whatsoever.
Would never tell me. I was pretty
he
sure
knew your IQ or he knew his IQ.
He knew his.
You stand before futures so ready to be charted.
Foolish human parade.
Shut up, listen, and learn.
Streets of Greenwich Village.
Anti-American.
I didn't know mine.
All right, well, I guess we'll never find out then. Thank.
Passing on Sunday art streets of Greenwich Village. Pitiful drawings of images on an iron fence, ranged there by self-believing artists with no hair and black berets, showing green seas eating at rock and Pleiades of time, pestiferating at moon squid, salt flat, tip fly toe, tat sand traps, with cigar-smoking interests puffing at the stroll. I mean sincerely, naive sailors buying prints. Women with red banjos on their handbags, and arts, handicrafty, slow-shuffling artists of Washington Square, passing in what they think is a happy June afternoon.
A new. Comfortable or not with who you are, you stand before the world.
But God, the sorrow! They don't even listen to me when I try to tell them they will die.
Dealt with exercises as we go along. Another important part of quantum psychology, of course, is Buddhism. Now, Buddha was a Hindu. Now, that's a big deal. Buddha was a Hindu because everybody who lived in India at that time was a Hindu.
Going to
to the marketplace in this area of France is an incredible experience because you know there's something that's been done every week for hundreds of years.
And if you're going to do that, you might as well do this.
The world that waits upon you. A world that waits.
They say, of course I know I'll die. Why should you mention it now? Why should I worry about it? It'll happen. It'll happen now. I want a good time. Excuse me. It's a beautiful, happy June afternoon. I want to walk in. Why are you so tragic and gloomy? And on the corner at the pony stables on 6th Avenue and 4th sits Bodhisattva meditating in hobo rags, praying at Joe Gould's chair for the emancipation of the shufflers passing by. Immovable in meditation, he offers his hand and feet to the passers-by, and nobody believes that there's nothing to believe in. Listen to me. There is no sidewalk art show. No strollers are there. No poem here. No June afternoon of O, with only imagelessness, unrepresented on the iron fence of bald artists with black berets passing by. One moment less than this is future nothingness already. The chessmen are silent, assembling ready for funny war. Voices of Washington Square blues rise to my Bodhisattva poem window. I will describe them. Itki salusu fluktrut, etc. No need. No words to describe the sound of ignorance. This is the sound of ignorance. They are strolling to their death, watching the pictures of hell, eating ice cream of ignorance on wood sticks that were once sincere in trees. But I can't write poetry, just prose. I mean, this is prose, not poetry. But I want to be sincere.
Charles Murray, thank you for watching.
Turn that off, please.
To be defiant, to be created.
Because your odds are much better, okay?
The point of departure of a new form of technique.
By you. You stand tall, you stand in the light and in the substance of yourself.
I couldn't go into the haphazard drawing that, or the pose, or the painting, the splashing of the paint. Or the, I wanted to go back to a completely dry drawing, dry conception of art. And the mechanical drawing, for me, was the best form of that dry form of art.
Accuracy.
Accuracy, precision, no more, nothing of that handiwork.
Chance.
Well, chance is another question. But, I mean, in that actual drawing, the precision of that could not be even liked by all the people who liked Impressionism and all this. It was a new decision on my part to get away from even Cubism then, after a year of that. So this is this was the real beginning for the large mass.
At the time you did this, was there no notion
for the large mass?
Magicians.
Rogaine. You're not losing your hair.
Exactly. Anticipate.
In the goodness, in the truth, and in the beauty.
The time you did this, was there no notion of what was coming?
Then the third interesting piece is we've discovered that shoes can send data into your body, actually turning your body into a network.
you know, supports a few more remote access protocols. I think it does SCSI as well as IPI3, you know, and 802. It is very close to being real. You can go buy fiber channel switches now, but if you buy fiber channel switches from two vendors, they won't necessarily interoperate with each other.
Do hippie switches interoperate?
Hippie switches interoperate just fine. If you buy two fiber channel switches and they won't, and there are debates about what are the proper ways to read different pieces of the spec.
Magicians. And the future and the world. Wait. They wait upon you. Futures waiting to be charted. Futures fluid and flexible enough to be transformed. Futures waiting for a new course to be a defiant. A world waiting to be made new. A world waiting to be created by you. The world and the futures wait upon you.
This was work I did with Tom Zimmerman, now at IBM. What that means is, instead of taking your shoe off and having to hold it up, right off the bat, you could, say, have your wristwatch or eyeglasses as a display.
There's apparently some dude fabbing a chip to see how accurate it would turn out. And then the third thing, which almost everybody does, is ATM over SONET. ATM cells in your SONET frame. And by the way, SONET's what makes ATM scalable. Everyone says ATM, gorgeously scalable. Basically what happened was the ATM folks said, well, here's a way to put ATM into SONET. And they'd already solved all the scaling issues for SONET. So once you say ATM, SONET, and a speed for the SONET line, you know how to do it. It's easy, it's trivial.
Why does SONET scale?
SONET scales because what they did was they framed everything. They said that, you know, what basically SONET does is it sends out groups of bits in chunks called frames. And it's a basically one frame comes every 125 microseconds. Surprise. Okay. At OC1, the data rate equals 55 megabits per second. So you can sort of figure out how big the frame is. Now what you can do is you can define a rule that says there are these things called, well, they're actually called frames again, which is sort of confusing. Let's call them super frames. In which basically what you do is you say, okay, we're still sending frames at 125 microseconds, but we're going to send you a multiple of the number of frames we send you at, say, 55 megabits, so at OC1. OC3, which is what everyone does for 155 megabits, is OC1, is 55 megabits. An OC1 frame multiplied three times and sent in 125 microseconds. So you send three frames in 125 microseconds. And
you're happy. I hate that.
We do not speak in hyperbole. We never do.
No, that was, but I was already beginning to make a definite plan, complete plan for the whole glass. And the chocolate grinder was one point, and then came the sliding machine on the side. All this was supposed and was drawn in 13 and 14 on paper,
planned out,
planned out, because it was based on a perspective view, meaning complete control of the placement of things. It couldn't be haphazardly or changed afterwards. It had to go through the, as according to plan, so to speak.
And she don't know nothing, and she don't want nothing but a horse and a cowboy. Or she just keeps a rolling along.
You may wish we did. It would be less challenging. It would be less frightening and more comfortable, perhaps. But we do not speak in hyperbole. We are not speaking in it now.
When
actual attack to go live amidst the confusion. Tell whoever you're talking to that they should be aware of another inside job as possible, particularly with the strange firing of Rumsfeld's opponent, General Burns, earlier this month. Now, all this may be going overboard, but better safe than sorry, so consider calling the following people Tuesday, August 16th. Again, Total Information Analysis said that, and I agree with much of it, think it's a good idea, but I better not be attacked for linking to Total Information Analysis. And then they give, links to all of these stories. But we have to remember the general that took over for Burns is the general who was the point man in the Abu Ghraib cover-up. Very, very interesting. Meanwhile, Army and North Carolina authorities stage terrorism response drill. Another one. And then the analysis by Total Information and Total 911 Info is excellent. I'll go over that when we get back to this stuff. And you guys dance around and tell me how he's some conservative. And I'm just tired of it. And I mean, I really tried to nicely, I've got video of all this. I tried to nicely, I'll be hearing some of it on TV tonight. I tried to be nice to these neocons. I mean, even before I'd gotten down to the ranch, I stopped at a gas station across the street from the Peace House, or actually Caddy Corner, about 200 yards away, and where there were about five neocons dancing around. And, when they're, and again, folks, I got an email. Hey, you don't like bikers? Why'd you call him a fat biker? I was describing what the guy was. I said a fat milkman, and that's what he'd been.
Of course, my own book, which I'm The Bell's Diet. Now, I'm into health, as people who know me know. And let me just give you a quick hint about The Bell's Diet. The Bell's Diet is stay away from any substance that is white. Anything white is bad for you. Sugar, milk, flour, salt, heroin, cocaine, and of course, the most dangerous thing of all, white people.
Imagine you feel that the chocolate grinder heralded something in your work. Something of that break you've often told me about.
Yes, it was really a very important moment in my life. I had to make great decisions then. And I made a great one by saying to myself, no more painting, you'll get a job. And I looked for a job in order to get enough time to paint for myself. And I got a job as a librarian in Paris in the Bibliothèque Saint-Geneviève. And this was a wonderful job because you had so many hours free in the day.
I'm a blight on society. Shut up, listen, and learn.
Oh, you're a writer. Really?
Forget it. Forget you. Forget me. Forget the expense account. We're out. Out. Out!
You are the magicians. Whether or not you are comfortable with the label. Whether or not you are comfortable with who you truly are.
I'm a blight on society.
The future. Waiting to be charted. For a new course to be defiant. The world waiting to be created.
This job is very big on payback. This job
And you come this night to chart the new course. You come this night to live your dreams, to love your life. And we welcome you. We welcome you.
I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings?
It is a pleasure. It is a joy. It always is. It is a pleasure and a joy to be with you, to work and then to explore with you, and to love with you.
The listener had no clearer impression than the rest. As for his hosts, they knew that it was a recently published work which the musicians whom they had engaged for the evening had asked to be allowed to play. But as these last were now on tour somewhere, Swan could learn nothing further. He had, of course, a number of musical friends, but vividly as he could recall the exquisite and inexpressible pleasure which the little phrase had given him, and could see still before his eyes the forms that it had traced in, quite incapable of humming over to them the air. And so, at last, he ceased to think of it. But tonight, Madame Valduin's scarcely had the little pianist begun to play when suddenly, after a high note held on through two whole bars, Swan saw it approaching, stealing forth from underneath that resonance, which was prolonged and stretched out over it like a curtain of sound to veil the mystery of its birth, and recognized, secret, whispering, articulate, the airy and fragrant phrase that he had loved.
Did you kill my father?
No, I didn't, no.
And it was so peculiarly itself. It had so personal a charm, which nothing else could have replaced, that Swan felt as though he had met in a friend's drawing room a woman whom he had seen and admired once in the street and had despaired of ever seeing again.
The time for the arrival of the spacecraft from the level above human to take us home to their world in the literal heavens.
The summary close is excellent when you make a detailed list of every benefit the customer will ever enjoy from the product, then rank them in order of importance and plan your presentation to introduce them in order.
But don't go by me. Don't go by me. The big book.
We are here.
Mm-hmm.
So in this whole question of volitionality, the idea is to begin to make the Herculean effort to begin to...
It is a delicious pleasure. Ever-lifting, ever-expanding it is. A grand joy suffused with wonder. To have this chance once again, to have this chance not only to love with you, but this chance to love you. And so it is with pleasure and joy, and mostly with love, that we welcome you.
Now, just as the Templars came down here and then manifested over here with Columbus, so the other place they went after the purge in 1307 was around the west coast of Ireland and into Scotland. There have been some good books written in recent years documenting this. They went into Scotland, and they went there for a number of reasons. First of all, a lot of the bloodlines manifested in Scotland, moved to Scotland. People think that a lot of the classic Scottish names like Sinclair and stuff are actually Scottish. Not true. They came from this area of the world, and originally, of course, back where the whole thing started from. And there was a family in France that was fundamentally involved in the creation right at the start of the Templars called the St. Clair family. When it moved to Scotland and Rosslyn Castle near Edinburgh, it evolved into the Sinclair family. And the Sinclair family are one of the major Illuminati bloodlines. Not everyone called Sinclair, of course, because the name has got, you know, moved out. I'm talking about that bloodline going through that calls itself Sinclair, the main one. And so when the Templars were fleeing, they went into Scotland because they were going into very friendly areas with the Sinclairs, etc. And also, Robert the Bruce was having problems with the Pope. The Scotland was excommunicated, so the Pope had also joined in the Destroy Templars thing through Philip the Fair. Didn't have access to them there. Now, this is, not just historical naval contemplating, because the Templars manifested out of Scotland eventually under another name, the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. The Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, with its 33 official degrees and many Illuminati degrees above that, is the biggest secret society in the world today. It pervades world politics, world business, world banking, world military, world media ownership. And it is the Templars under another name. It goes right back into the ancient world. Just changed its name to Freemasons, but it's the same seamless story going through history. This is one of the holy grails of the Illuminati, really, over the years. It's called Rosslyn Chapel on Sinclair land. And the reason I show this is because in the stonework are sweet corn plants and cactus plants that at the time this was built were only found in the United States, probably still are. That's significant because this chapel was built and that stonework put in place long before Columbus left on his journey. And there's a lovely book, it's a very rare book written by a Canadian, that shows that Prince Henry Sinclair, not Prince Henry the Navigator, Prince Henry Sinclair of Rosslyn Chapel of the Sinclair bloodline landed in North America in 1398, 100 years before Columbus, because they knew it was there, because they have knowledge that we don't. They just want to...
I just want to let everyone know how lucky and happy I feel to be here and let you know that what we're about to do is certainly nothing to think negatively about.
As you come this night to chart the new course, as you come this night to begin more fully, more richly, living your dream, loving your life more earnestly, more successfully, and more magically than ever before.
The higher speed. You go OT192, I'm sending you 192 sonic frames in 125 microsecond shot. And there are two ways to handle those frames. One is to handle them as a bunch of separate 55 megabit frames.
Okay.
The other one is to concatenate them. So they're treated as sort of one super frame with three frames or 192 frames smashed together. And that's called concatenated sonnet, and that's why you hear people talking about OC3, which is simply 355 megabit channels, or OC3C, okay, which is concatenated in 155. So,
and that, of course, led me to this conclusion.
Anti-American. For a Hindu, there is an individual soul, and that individual soul transmigrates or incarnates again and again and again and again and again.
That you either are a professional painter or not. There are two kinds of artists. The ones, the artists that deals with society, is integrated in society, and the other artist, the completely freelance artist who has nothing to do with it, no bond.
The man in society has to make certain compromises to please them and to live. Is that what why you took the job?
Exactly. I didn't want to depend on my painting for a living.
Well, didn't you have a certain income from your father?
Enough to live, if you want to say. Yes, enough to. My father was very nice about that. He always helped us along.
All three of you.
Yes.
If it starts ringing, just let it keep ringing. We'll answer it. Assassination material. And they've also done a program on CIA and LSD.
Nothing's more real than nothing.
There is no escaping it. The whole disastrous course of this Bush regime must be stopped. On Labor Day weekend, come to the first meeting of the new national organization called The World Can't Wait, Drive Out the Bush Regime. A massive outpouring of resistance across the country is being planned for November 2nd, 2005. That day will mark the beginning of something new in this country, a movement which breaks the silence and paralysis. There will be no saviors from the Democratic Party. It's up to us and the hours late. We will not get used to living in a high-tech, dark ages. We will drive out the Bush regime. Come to the national organizers meeting on Saturday, September 3rd and Sunday the 4th at the LGBT Community Center, 208 West 13th Street in New York City. For info, go to worldcantwait.org or call 347-963-3319.
Their thesis is that where there is LSD, there is a CIA.
Long after we were of age, and he had a very funny idea. He said, all right, I'll give you what you want, but...
Yes, welcome. In the present sense... This is the second phase of this year, 2005, the year of illumination. In your world, it is a time of manifestation, a time to manifest new resolve.
Merely smile.
For you as magicians, not only to manifest new resolve, but also to manifest new image, a new direction, in the broader sense. After the critically important American election in November, there are those among you for whom it is time. For whom it is time to bolster your spirit. Your spirit radiant with light.
Hurts?
Hurts. He wants to know if it hurts.
No one ever suffers but you. I don't count. I'd like to hear what you'd say if you had what I have.
It hurts?
Hurts. He wants to know if it hurts.
You might button it up all the same. True.
Never neglect the little things of life.
But what do you expect? So, you always wait till the last moment.
Last moment.
A lot of work. Wait.
Say long.
A lot of shit work. Shit work.
Hope deferred maketh thee something sick. Who said that?
Why don't you help me?
Sometimes I feel it coming all the same, and then I go all peculiar. How shall I say? Relieved, and at the same time, appalled.
There's the CIA, there's LSD, that the two are synonymous.
Packed up now. I need to get the services.
What services? Who died?
No one yet. It's Yom Kippur, you idiot. You're happy. I hate that.
To your spirit, and then to plunge into and to plumb the depths in search of greater and richer substance. That is to say, it is time for some among you to work with your dynamism, to work with your energy, your force, to not only more consciously create your reality, but to as well, more consciously and more actively, participate in the great work of creating the world around you.
We reshot this scene. We took a piece of information out and put it much later on. It's all to do with where the information comes. If you get the information coming in the right place, then you can play the next bit.
April 23rd, 1993. Metaphysical divide. You don't have to take my word for it. Just take my word for it. That's when everything got much, much more. Much more.
And these are very political people. And just wondered if what you would say about your experience with the influence of those phone lines was filled up.
Much more of everything, man. Everything transcended. Got a big transcendent jump start right there. transcendence, the operative word, of course, meaning you just change the resonant frequency, our resonant window, remain in place. Since, as you all know, actions are an illusion, even around here. I mean, that's what time was invented for, to sort of punch that concept up a little bit. Get a couple of extra car explosions and another high-profile actor for that otherwise secondary role, and a bigger budget out in the Asian market, of course. Secondary first rental season of the release kind of thing. Punched up. Subsuming jump cuts, of course, cross-pollination and multi-tracking on the multi-dub track and all that kind of thing. You know, not digital, everything is one kind of WorldCom thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
For corporate capitalism, the last stage of the third leg of domination reality and the domination matrix, that's when advertising got punched over into the transcendent realm of clearinghouse. It's where you no longer needed to actually make anything, since other than the handmaids, everything's all generically made now. Anyone who's seen Mondo Vino knows that there's no vineyard before its time, as the great one would have said. Since things aren't made anymore, and we're post-materialism, all advertising had to do then was subsume spirituality, culture and art, of course, which is what we have now. And since the hot ocean engine of the spinning vortex here in the States is concerned largely with the third chakra of not feeling they belong, one of our great talents here, the vast social on way of insecurity and slap me silly so I can slap you brutally kind of thing, that spiritual replacement that advertising is doing is working splendidly. You don't need no Stockholm syndrome around here, partner. We got an auto engine. We can fight a world war with our own self. I'll let you guys in on it later.
You say these people are very political. That sounds terrible. Anything that is an obvious sign of insanity is to be very political.
Well,
I don't care what your politics, just to cool it out there. So, but.
Well, a mechanical drawing has no taste in it.
Because it was divorced from the conventional expression of painting.
Domination matrix. Core concept behind the whole friggin' thing. We are an island. All is not one. Nothing is whole. Now, since those are all wrong, of course, We take holism and we make it look like one. We make it all look like an island. And we make synergy look like one over infinity. Or is it one over infinity? Lumen large. The big, biggest, big clear channel roadside sign can say it all.
At least I thought so at that time, and I do think today the same way.
Point of view that the LSD was used to stop intelligent political action.
New metaphysics, of course, going down the pipe like some liquid plumber. Just in case there's a broomstick down there somewhere.
What Buddha realized was there is no individual self or soul which incarnates again and again and again and again.
Pharisees? No. All right. You read that? Isn't that a great book? The only way to get your real information is the Covert Action Quarterly, not these other times.
That scales between any one point and any other point. What is it about Sonnet that would make it scale as a global high-speed communication system?
What makes it scale as a global high-speed communication system is, again, this framing which allows you to multiplex lower speed lines into larger speed lines and add drop particular lines cleanly.
Very, very great times right now. Don't leave just yet, my friends. Keep hanging. Something being done that's never, in a very meaningful way, been done. The big T word rhymes with transcendence. In fact, that is the word. Rhymes with transcendence.
60s and 70s.
It's a romantic scene, so you have to leave room for the feelings to come through.
So for others, that out of that election that was so powerfully a demarcation and a point of distinction, for you it is time to trust your soul vibrant with its substance. And with that trust, to allow your soul to guide you into the depths, seeking the light that is still hidden or is still lost in that muck and in that mire of substance. That is, it is time for you to embrace your mystery, to embrace your power and your magic, to likewise not only more consciously create your reality, but to more actively and more consciously participate in your expression of the great work that your world, that the futures and your world are about.
to see if I could see through the veils that were created. First of all, the relationship between my father and I has changed so much over the years. We never touched each other when we were young. Now, I hold him, I massage him, I dress him. When I'm putting on his socks, he pats me on the back. And my heart just opens.
Guidare qui è divertente.
Sellers, a fantasy of history. Now, when the Illuminati moved into America and North America, the same will be true of Canada if the research is done. They wanted, as I talked about this morning, to take over America. Okay, and they could do that with the colonies and all that stuff to start with. But that was over control, and it had a finite life. They wanted to seamlessly move it into covert control, which can go on forever until it's identified. And to do that, they put several placemen into the founding fathers of America, people like Benjamin Franklin, in this illusion called the War of Independence, which the American army did not win. The English chose to lose, if you look at it. It was unbelievable what they were doing to allow the Americans to win, because that was the idea.
You gotta be.
Let me drive you home.
Get out of my face, faggot!
Look at it out here. It's all falling apart. I'm erasing you and I'm happy. You did it to me first.
Pats me on the back, and my heart just opens.
Then does this divorce from human intervention in drawing and painting have its relation with the interest you had in ready-made?
Naturally, as a sort of conclusion or consequence of dehumanization of the work of art in such a point that I came to the idea of the ready-made. I call them ready-made, just a name for them. And let me show you. This is a ready-made bird cage with, if you see me having a hard time, because this is not sugar, this is marble, and it weighs a ton. And that was one of the elements that interested me when I made it, you see. It's ready-made, and the sugar is changed into marble. It's a sort of mythological effect. This is a ready-made dating back from 1916,
It's a borrowed twine between two plaques of copper, brass. And before I finished it, Alsberg put something between inside the ball of twine, and never told me what it was, and I didn't want to know. It was a sort of secret, and it makes a noise. So we call this a ready-made within the secret noise, and listen to it. I will never know whether it's a diamond or a coin.
You didn't meet Arensberg till you came to the United States, did you?
No. I came in 1915, and that was my first meeting with him.
I wait for dark. The black comes to me. Some people are afraid when the sun goes down. But for me it's good in the deep dark. Warm and dark and close. Some people are afraid of small places, tight spots, restrictive. Not me.
All these corporate rags and everything. Also, do we have that, it's the CIA's 50th anniversary, the 50th birthday of the CIA, the guys that took all those Nazis after World War II and folded them into our government and created all these murderous things that we've been doing? No.
Watch for the one or two benefits that seem to be of greatest interest and repeat them over and over again. I think.
Factor 6. Cattle. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Quarantine.
Yeah.
Yes, James from the States.
Right.
I think you saw us in the New Homes Guide. And I just basically wanted to return the call and see if I could help you in some manner. Are you familiar with our development, or have you been through here at all?
Yeah, I was up there before. I was looking at houses just a little while back, and then I saw the ad.
I don't know if you recall our particular development, but we have ranches and two stories. Different, prices ranging from $122.9 to $149.9.
Right.
Information and stuff like that.
I was looking into getting a house, but I just I wound up getting some bad news. I just wound up finding out I have cancer and stuff. So.
Oh my.
Yes, I only got about a month or two left to live.
For information and stuff like that.
I was looking to get in the house, but
should I send you a package that has all our information and stuff?
Divertente.
Domandi.
Did you take the highway?
Like that.
I was looking into getting a house, but I just
I'm right at home. I'm in the right place. The good, dark place.
I wound up getting some bad news. I just wound up finding out I have cancer and stuff.
Walter Bach took me to his house. Coming out of the boat. I came on the boat. And it was a very long life friendship with him.
Was Arensberg himself a painter?
No.
Oh, my.
Yes, I only got about, a month or two left to live.
Like a baby in its womb. Like a rat in its hole.
Believe you did this to me.
Clem, can you hear me? By morning, you'll be gone. The perfect ending to this piece of shit story.
there something wrong with a girl being attracted to me? Is that a problem?
No, I think it's funny.
So who do you think's better looking? Me or this guy?
Patrick, let's focus, buddy.
Remember that girl we did last week? The one with the potatoes?
That girl? Yeah, that's this guy's girl. Friend.
Yeah.
Was. Take care of that.
Well, I kind of fell in love with her that night.
What?
You little fuck.
What?
She was unconscious, man. Well, she was beautiful and... I stole a pair of her panties as well. Jesus.
What?
It's not like... I mean, they were clean and all.
Don't tell me this stuff, man. I don't want to hear this shit.
They were clean.
What? Don't stop.
Okay.
We got work
to
do.
Yeah, all right. Okay, fine.
Give me my paper.
After we did her, I kind of...
Jesus.
How unethical?
It's not really bad. I mean, what? What? Get that look off your face. What's wrong?
Patrick, you stole a girl's panties.
Someone here. He's still in your underwear.
I don't see anyone.
This deserved to have a glossy film. I thought they needed to look nice. I always liked that quality about it, that they were like people in a film as well as being real people.
In the present sense, in the broader sense, and also in a personal sense, you are here and you are listening.
I'm okay. Ever see the black skid marks out by the highway? Ever wonder what happened?
Now, this teaching, which is the primary basic Buddhism, has been totally lost. I know of no Buddhist teachers who discuss the fact that there is no individual soul or self which incarnates again and again and again. Now, if we go back to Advaita and there's only one substance, or to the pure physics of it, and that is that everything is made of nothingness, and everything that you experience is condensed emptiness or condensed nothingness, and that Bell's theorem, that there's no cause and effect. So if there's only one substance, how could there be an individual self who has choice, who can determine to do this or that, which incarnates again and again and again?
for reasons. You are here this night for reasons known and unknown to you. Or at whatever time it may be, you are listening to the recording of this evening. Whether present in the room or listening.
The baby in the world. Then there's the sightseeing. First stop, Ellis Island. The thing about going to Ellis Island is that it's a lot like going to Ellis Island. Perhaps to help you better understand the immigrant experience, they make you stand in line for the crammed ferry for an hour and a half in the windy cold.
Burning, melting, pouring down in ropes, in sheets, in long black ribbons all around me.
Nothing to be done. Well?
Nothing.
Show.
There's nothing to show.
Try and put it on again.
I better air it for a bit.
No. Well, the puppy dog clothes is another clothes that sometimes you can use. The puppy dog clothes sells billions of dollars worth of products every year. And what it involves is letting the prospect touch, taste, feel, hold, try.
Seeing all around me, around and around, black and tight, close and dark, holding me, hiding me in the darkness.
Activities and will be ready to join myself, Barbara and Gordon in the vehicle preparatory to...
Why can't we leave him in peace?
What?
Why can't we leave him in peace? What's so important about getting hold of those diaries of his?
I beg your pardon. What did you just say?
Oh, Gordon, my love. Oh, good old Gordon.
There's man all over for you, blaming on his shoes the faults of his feet.
But for you, love.
Shut up!
Certainly, Barbara. Only too pleased to oblige.
I'll tell you why we want those diaries, Gordon. It's very simple. We're going to publish them. Robert's made all the arrangements, and we're all going to make a very great deal of money out of them. Money, Gordon.
Don't you love the smell of black rubber?
And, you know, in America, and I hold my hand up to them, you know, I don't agree with their version of life, and I don't agree with many of their views, but some of the Christian...
You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus will come in the clouds to rapture his true believers up to heaven. But it also tells us that no man shall know the hour of his coming. However, it doesn't say we can't guesstimate. So today, we're launching our weekly Rapture Watch to examine the latest signs and omens for any indication that the rapture is near. We're all familiar with the obvious signs. A beast with seven heads arises from the sea. The Lamb of God summons his four riders bearing death, pestilence, famine, and war. The lawless one, the deceiver, the adversary of Christ begins his reign on earth. But before all that happens, the prophecy says there will come a Christian version of the popular TV show American Idol. That's right, the show called Gifted will debut in October on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. 24 contestants will perform gospel or contemporary spiritual songs in front of a panel of celebrity judges. I can hear the panel now. Jesus hated you up there tonight. Or, your version of Amazing Grace made the angels cry, but not in a good way. Or to quote Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, you suck. And of course, your singing was beautiful, but you look like a whore. In the final round of the Christian show Gifted, contestants will be tied to rocks and cast into brackish water. Whoever floats is the winner, and God ultimately forgives them for their selfishness and vanity. In conclusion, it will be a time of great suffering for humankind. This has been Rapture Watch on Morning Sedition. How do you like that? How do you like that? Gifted. That's a real deal. We're not making that up, so don't freak out. We're not Christian bashing. We're just trying to be objective in our look at the news.
This is getting alarming. One of the thieves was saved. It's a reasonable percentage.
Go.
What?
Suppose we repented.
Repented what?
Oh.
We wouldn't have to go into the details.
Our being born?
Don't you love the smell of black rubber?
One don't even laugh anymore.
By the time we step onto the island, we are huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
It's a romantic scene, so you have to leave room for the feelings to come through.
That you are listening. Some part of you knows. Some part of you knows. That it is time for you to stand tall.
The way it feels against the skin. Maybe not. It's an acquired taste.
In your light and deep in your substance. It's time for you to activate your dynamism of energy and force, or your mystery of magic and power.
Movements in America are doing some wonderful work at the level of exposing the manipulation, financial and political. But they still go starry-eyed and glassy-eyed and tearful when they talk about the Founding Fathers. Well, I'd like to talk about the Founding Fathers, particularly this guy, Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was a Satanist. And he was a wonderful believer in freedom. He used to buy and sell black slaves, this guy. Now, in the run-up to the Declaration of Independence and the War of Independence, this guy wasn't in America supporting Americans. He parked his bum at 28 a street near Trafalgar Square, 28 Craven Street. And he was operating in the secret society network, particularly a notorious satanic human sacrifice operation called the Hellfire Club, which included the Prince of Wales at that time. And he was operating in these networks with the very people the Americans were fighting, the people on the ground, the fodder. In North America. But like I said earlier, and I'm going to unfortunately get into this a little bit. I'm the fodder. And I don't know whether you saw this, but it probably wasn't reported much in North America.
Some people never get used to it.
But like I said earlier, and I'm going to unfortunately get into this a little bit later.
Don't really understand.
When you follow these bloodlines, you follow human sacrifice and blood drinking, which may be because of the reasons I talked about earlier, or people tell me from the inside. But when they were renovating in the last few years, 28 Craven Street in London, to be a kind of a museum to Benjamin Franklin's life, they dug the floor up. And under it, they found 10 bodies, 6 of them children, that had very strange things done to them. And according to this article, they dated the bodies to the time that Benjamin Franklin and his mate were in there.
Man?
Yep.
All righty.
Pretty creepy stuff. Uh-huh. I believe there's something happening with her.
And you think that it's possible that she's still up there now?
I don't go up there.
You don't go up there?
Yeah, I believe enough not to go up there.
And they say that the woods are all haunted up there and stuff like that, but...
What do they say? How are they
haunted? Well, there really isn't many people that say that it's haunted, but there was this old woman, Mary Brown.
Mary Brown?
Yeah. Hmm. And she was kind of crazy lady.
How was she seen by the community?
Crazy.
Joseph died, as did all his brothers and all that generation. The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who didn't know Joseph. He said to his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it happen that when any war breaks out, they also join themselves to our enemies and fight against us, and escape out of the land." Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. They built storage cities for Pharaoh, Pithom, and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and the more they spread out. They were grieved because of the children of Israel. The Egyptians ruthlessly made the children of Israel serve, and they made their lives bitter with hard service, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field, all their service in which they ruthlessly made them serve. The king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, "When you perform the duty of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall kill him, but if it is a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwives feared God, and didn't do what the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the baby boys alive. The king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive?" The midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women aren't like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife comes to them." God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. It happened, because the midwives feared God, that he gave them families. Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, "You shall cast every son who is born into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive."
I certainly participated in that. I deliberately tried to prevent people from following militant leftist political people and protesting and dragging 1930s European tired socialist and basically bitter and basically anti-American.
Like 500 channels, besides the sports channel, the weather channel, maybe the ballet channel, the dog food channel, the old dreidel network.
Well, it's true, and you know, Freud ate nothing but German food for many, many years, and it was often said that it was his diet that to a great degree influenced his outlook on culture and life.
Well, there's no doubt as to what you eat will make you what you are. But, Doctor, wasn't he really eating Austrian food?
Well, that's an interesting question, too, Rochelle. The Austrians and the Germans actually both came from a similar tribe, the Teutons. And the Teutons actually invented German food, what has actually now become German food. And the barbaric strain in Teutonic countries has always been very strong. As a matter of fact, it was soon after the Stone Age that Teutonic food began.
Well, the Frankfurter, I believe, was the forerunner of most of the food and onto the wiener.
That was invented in Frankfurt, wasn't it?
Well,
no, Frankfurt was named after the Frankfurter.
I will say that originally German food was not invented for its taste. This came much later. Originally, it was merely to add weight to the Teutons.
Yes.
Who were particularly small and frail, frail race.
Sure, if you're going to battle with club, I think it probably would be better to have a more stable position on the earth, spreading your legs, say, several inches apart, holding a club, and swinging. If you were lightweight, you might lose balance. I think it's a perfectly good sense.
Yes, I would agree with you. The Teutons did not use clubs, however. They fought only with versts.
What are you going to have?
I know, there's so many good things.
You should have shrimp scampi.
Shrimp scampi, I was thinking of that.
Yeah, it always turns you on.
Oh, boy, that's good. But I don't know, if I'm going to have an appetizer, then I probably will want dessert, you know? Because I'll probably be full.
Yeah.
And I was kind of trying to save room for dessert.
You look so good tonight, you really do.
Hey, thanks. You look pretty good yourself.
Thanks. Pretty good for old man.
I guess, just to be able to think it. I don't always think.
What is that on your face?
What?
I don't know.
I'm a champ.
See, no, I'm glad LSD made people love America.
I'm trying to get it off. Look.
Well, it's
is it off yet?
No, it's not coming off.
Well, don't bug me about it.
Yeah, a slap on the face a few times, a pinch on the arm, a kick, whatever it takes. Well, some people, unfortunately, will wake up like that.
And into maybe giving something back.
Mentioned earlier about different laws of physics, because if you've got a literally infinite universe in both time and space with no beginning and no end, then within that there are all possible bubble universes going off, and there will be other universes with different laws of physics, and then that's one answer to this question about why our universe should seem to be just right for life. The idea is that there'll be many universes with different laws of physics, and the only ones in which there's going to be people like us wondering about it are the ones where the laws are just right for people like us.
So if you pause there, compare it to your laptop. Although you laughed when we said shoe computer, with your laptop, you've got to carry the laptop, you've got to carry the power supply, you've got to carry the modem cables. To use the laptop, you need a lap. You've got to sit down. The shoe computer tags along with you. Its job is to get the power. Its job is to figure out how to do and put output through your body.
Okay, well...
Well, that sure takes care of the doctrinaire leftists, if there are any still left here in Southern California. These guys are up in Northern California, huh?
Yeah, Los Altos Hill.
Oh, boy.
They do great work.
I'm sure they do.
We do it.
To transform.
You want to sit here in public with stuff on your face?
Look, if...
to transform pieces or to transform chunks.
Come off. That's all I can do. Don't bug me about
it, Doris. Anything can come off your face.
Of your reality. In the present sense, in the broader sense, in the personal sense.
You know, you have to create whatever's going on inside her to justify her agreeing to sell her kidney. That's what you're trying to decide all the time. How much emphasis should I give this bit or that bit? If you want to give more emphasis, you can do it closer or you can lengthen it in some way.
Look inside the phone network technology today. It's extremely tricky, though. The multiplexes they have are very messy, tricky beasts to actually multiplex lines and remultiplex them again. And Sonnet said, we're not going to play those fancy bit stuffing games and all this wild stuff. We're going to think of everything as frames, and we can demultiplex and multiplex in frames any Sonnet muxing system you want.
Shot the scene. We took a piece of information out and put it much later on.
Jeff, my in the glass of water.
Well, I'll do it. Don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
Information comes.
And so then when you're talking about the void or the white light,
if my nothing here resides inside me,
if you get the information coming in the right place, then you can play the next bit.
No more clinging to this world, nothing here. Insecurity unfolds, no more fear.
That's exactly like your experience of it. I mean, if you had an experience of the white light or the void, it's not anywhere. I mean, you can't see into it like you can see into space.
New York. Yeah. But we just had good fun with this good fun girl, but we suddenly realized that there's a the president there,
well, almost created the fall of the Trudeau government, didn't it?
Yeah, but he's doing all right, isn't
he? He's doing all right, and I guess she's doing all right, isn't she?
I don't know. Nothing I have found, nothing more. But in the space inside my mind, I open doors. It's been much less of a coincidence if you've got a choice of universes.
And my heart just got open.
Listening. Yes, you are listening.
I mean, you look at someone long enough, you discover their humanity. Wow.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh my God. Hold it.
People that say that it's haunted, but there was this old woman, Mary Brown.
Mary Brown.
Yeah. Hmm. And she was kind of crazy.
How was she seen by the community?
Crazy.
Me in this single room at the Mayflower. There are stains on a lemon yellow shag rug and two wire hangers in the closet. The faucet in the bathroom is dripping. And then, of course, there's the woman from down the hall.
Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you. I am out of cigarettes. Well, it's such a miserable night, I'd rather not come out. Can you spare any? I hate this place. Even when I pull the shade down in my room, I can hear the hotel's neon sign snapping and sizzling. I do know a lot of the people here are nicer than the people I used to know. Oh, yes. There's a kind of decency, however squalid, in poverty.
She has an infectious way about her.
As she speaks, I feel somehow drawn in.
American flag.
I played 52nd Street in Manhattan and Rubens in New Orleans. You know Rubens, the wonderful house. Noisy! Raucous!
I'm gonna grab her and bring her out. Why don't you take a look around and see what the best light is, alright?
Question. Can you hear? Can you hear? You come this night. The new course. You come this night to more earnestly, honestly, successfully, magically live your dreams and love your life. You listen, but the question is, when you find new ways to perceive the world, you can begin to perceive a new world.
And I can't tell you how much I loved that. What I think breaks my heart the most.
Wien die Stadt, die so vielen als Inbegriff harmloser Fröhlichkeit gilt. Als festlicher Raum vergnügter Menschen ist für mich leider nur die lebendige Erinnerung an die traurigste Zeit meines Lebens. Doch heute noch kann diese Stadt nur trübe Gedanken in mir erwecken. 5 Jahre Elend und Jammer sind im Namen dieser verehrten Stadt für mich enthalten. 5 Jahre, in denen ich erst als Hilfsarbeiter, dann als kleiner Maler mir mein Brot verdienen musste. Ein wahrhaft kärgliches Brot, das doch.
I miss that, like, you wouldn't believe.
Now you try. All right, if you were listening carefully, and if you were able to pay attention to what I was doing, then you'd know that I started by simply doing a whistle and hum. Then, while keeping the tone of my humming reasonably stable, I increased the tone of the whistle separately from the tone of the hum. Then you'd know that I started by simply doing a whistle and hum.
Nie langte, um auch nur den gewöhnlichen Hunger zu stillen.
New metaphysics. Just working the job. Laying paper. Just going here, doing there. Don't look at me. I didn't push over the ratio of the wave. Nothing's breaking on my shore, baby. Just wearing a universal style clothing. I don't want to not having it combed over. Just a straight back. Just want to fit in.
So if you want an OC3C line, and I want OC24, okay, there's a way to take my OC24 line and your OC3 line and multiplex them into a larger sonnet line trivially through a multiplexer. And even, you know, if you decide next week you want more speed, turn up the speed of your link and we're sharing a link and it all.
Running some audio through it. Down here at the subroutine station. Just off the main grid, on the left Nexus bent elbow portion of the substation. Almost near the payroll. Not quite up to shaving age for the deductions or the, God forbid, the carryovers. I get carried away now. Just remember, when in doubt, compress. When in doubt, compress. Get carried away now. You can always do it over.
I haven't eaten.
What are you doing here?
This is not a sexist thing. If you were a waiter, I'd be...
Are you totally gone? This is my private home.
I'm trying to keep emotion out of this. Even though it's an important issue to me, and I have very strong feelings on the subject.
What subject? That I wasn't there to take crap from you and bring you eggs? Do you have any control over how creepy you allow yourself to get?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact. And to prove it, I have not gotten personal and you have. Why aren't you at work? You sick? Sick. Just tired and bitter.
My son is sick, okay?
About your mother.
How do you know about my mother?
I hear you talking while I wait.
Mom, I finished my juice.
I'm sorry, honey. One sec.
How you doing? You should answer someone when they speak to you.
I'm sorry, Melvin. That's it. I cannot handle you teaching my son manners.
Ow.
It is, Junior. Sense It is getting dropped by Columbia because Mitch Miller doesn't like the way your career is going. It's having million-dollar pipes and nowhere to play them. Am I right, Stephen Eady?
More than perceive
reality differently. You can perceive different realities. Realities that are rich with love, with wonder, with magic, with miracles. Realities that are innate and inherent with goodness, truth, and beauty. It begins with vision. It begins with vision. When you can vision living your dreams, when you can vision loving your life, amazing things can happen. You can cut through the residue of old patterns of impedance and apprehension. You can cut through the encumbrances of old beliefs and old choices, of old images and of old fears. With vision, the stuff of imprisoning resistance can fall away elegantly, effortlessly, with no obvious or visible reason. With vision, you can embrace success and happiness with greater precision, with greater surety, confidence, with greater knowing.
Black leather, then black spandex, then black rubber.
Books or newspapers, no telephones. We'll only be able to communicate with email and QVC. We'll all be interactive. All you need to see and hear, you'll see and hear without ever having to rise from your Sealy Posturepedic. I'm talking about high definition. I'm talking about virtual reality. I'm talking about living in the fast lane, the electronic information superhighway. You better get ready because it's coming.
Blunt your magic twanger, Froggy.
This is a blockbuster.
You pay that SOB, I'll break his back.
This is a bombshell.
Activate the remote.
Everything man does is a conspiracy.
Please, we can get along here. We all can get along.
Well, whose back were you going to break?
They give his speech. I don't even know what I was talking about, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Marilyn Monroe is dead. Apparently, of sleeping pills.
You used to work for the CIA.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas.
We must act today in order to preserve tomorrow.
The new frontier.
With vision, you can find new pathways, elegant pathways.
One was white and one was black.
Why has democracy succeeded in America? I mean, of course, by succeeded, I mean comparatively.
It is, Junior. Sense it is getting dropped by Columbia because Mitch Miller doesn't like the way your career is going. It's having million-dollar pipes and nowhere to play them. Am I right, Stephen Eady?
Yes, you are, Frank.
All multiplexes together, fine. Okay, but it's not a packet protocol, it's a multiplexing protocol, so you can do anything you could do with a multiplexer.
Greg Partridge, I had a rule of thumb when I was doing consulting. If I had a 1-bit machine, I needed at least a megabyte of RAM for a 1 megabit wide area connection. That was the old VAX, if you would think about it. Mm-hmm. And then workstations came in, and we had 10 megabit links, and you needed at least an order of magnitude more RAM, 16 megabytes, and it was a multi-mit machine, let's say 10 MIPS.
You'll never play the big rooms with that crap. Ask Red Fox. You don't need the blue stuff, kid. You got talents.
But I don't have any talent.
You got it, kid. Now, you listen to me. You got a Ben Vereen quality. I can't put my finger on it. Take the high road, baby.
Man, I swear, man, I don't have talent, man. I don't have none, man. This is all I got. Tell him, man. Tell him.
Yeah, he sucks.
Up against you, pressing, keeping, holding.
Okay, but if there are literally and
he pasted labels with raised letters onto common objects like spoon, dish, chair, and taught her to associate the bumps on the letters with the object.
Resilient. Every muscle, every inch is encased in pure black.
Operator 134, what city, please? Is that a business or residence? to 134. What city, please? Is that a business or residence? Please hold for the number. Operator 134, what city, please? How do you spell that? Please hold for the number. Operator 134, what city, please? Is that a business or residence? Please hold for the number. Operator 134, what city, please? Is that a business or residence? Please hold for the number.
Instead of you having to meet the needs of the technology, it's up to the technology to meet your needs.
Anti-American. Sitting in the kitchen watching the meat marinate?
You got the door, Ivan. You see who comes and goes. What I mean is you would know if somebody came into the hotel but did not leave again.
Why would someone not leave Oakland?
I don't know.
Everyone leaves Oakland. Some leave quickly, some stay for a long time.
If you want to stay, don't concern yourself with who comes and who goes.
Business is based on happiness.
From Chicago, this is Cinecast. I'm Sam Holgren.
And I'm Adam Kempinar. On today's show, Gus Van Sant imagines Kurt Cobain's final hours and last days. Also, listener feedback, Massacre Theater, and music from Messenger Records artist Dan Byrne.
is white. It's opaque. It's not hard. Your sense of, you get that sense of what I'm talking about?
Or service. I knew one company that sells office equipment. They sold more office equipment than any other company in the city. And you know how they did it? Very simple. They had one thing. They hired salespeople with little or no experience. It didn't matter. Their job was to go out and talk people into taking their machinery into the office for a week's trial.
Elegant with ease. Pathways that are rich with light and love and laughter.
Before you're going to realize that you're not, right? And here's the resistance. Here's the resistance.
I'd like to wake up with that start and with that startle. But we would suggest certainly so. It is much more complex than just doing it, than just waking up, than just opening your eyes, certainly so. It is much more complex. It's not a day of awakening, certainly so. It is a year of awakening that involves an ever-moving, ever-expanding, ever-changing series of patterns and changes and growths and understandings. It is not just a day where you just sort of pop awake and all of a sudden you know. It's much simpler to say the words, much simpler to say, I'm awake, than it is actually to do it, than it is actually to be awakened. It's much simpler. But if you know what you're doing, if you know what to do and how to do it, then the actual process, though involved and though requiring a certain amount of patience, a certain amount of attention, a certain amount of listening,
need to get that out. So I guess you're covered then. Could you just run it for a couple of feet for me so we can check that it's okay? Okay. Good. let's be relaxed because we've got a really, really long day tomorrow. Today was cake compared to tomorrow. We're going to do a lot of hiking. We're going to have a lot of weight on our backs.
That's what we're preparing for.
Pour me a shot, please.
Oh!
I'm freaking out.
Besuch der Oper, hatte ich als einzige Freude nur mehr Bücher. Ich las damals unendlich viel. Was mir so an Feierzeit. Arbeit übrig blieb, ging restlos für mein Studium auf. In wenigen Jahren schuf ich mir damit die Grundlagen eines Wissens, von denen ich auch heute noch zehre. Aber mehr noch als dieses. In dieser Zeit bildete sich mir ein Weltbild und eine Weltanschauung, die zum granitenen Fundament meines derzeitigen Handelns. Wien, die Stadt, die so vielen als Inbegriff harmloser
yes,
Fröhlichkeit.
You know, at this point I have to do that, all right?
I'm not ready for that.
I know you don't like it. Hello? Welcome to day two.
So what's up? Are you happy with the way the documentary's going? Yeah? So what's up? You think, I mean, what's your take on the Blair Witch at this point? Do you think she exists?
1940. It further stipulated that he would be given 2 months leave for his concerts and allowed to deliver his lectures in French.
With vision, you can truly live.
The process of actually awakening can be almost that easy, though much more intricate, though much more complex.
Your dreams. What's his dream then? And you can more fully, truly love.
Thank you.
When director Gus Van Sant released Jerry in 2002, it was tempting to peg the move as the act of an artist disillusioned with the decadence and cynicism of a Hollywood studio system that paid him big bucks to make movies like 2000's Wildly Tanned Finding Forrester. Van Sant had made eccentric decisions in the past, including a shot-by-shot remake of Hitchcock's Psycho as the follow-up to his Oscar-nominated Good Will Hunting. And with Jerry, an experimental, nearly silent film about two men named Jerry, played by Matt Damon and Casey Affleck, who get lost in the desert, Van Sant seemed to be making a one-off, a rebuttal to critics and fans who said he'd lost his artistic integrity. But with Elephant, a fictional reimagining of the 1999 Columbine school shooting released in 2003, and this year's Kurt Cobain eulogy, Last Days, it's become clear that Van Sant has genuinely embraced the minimalist filmmaking aesthetic that he first used on Jerry. In Jerry, Van Sant's born-again indie sensibility seemed occasionally indulgent and unfocused. Unscripted dialogue, long, loving steadicam shots, a vague, unresolved narrative. But in retrospect, Jerry seems like the pen and ink sketch an artist makes before sitting down before a canvas with a palette of oils. The same experimental techniques that seemed indulgent in Jerry are used to surprising and powerful effect in both Elephant and the new Last Days.
Which will not pass? Pronounce to me. Best thing is, say nothing. Nothing's more real than nothing. Frightened of the bosses. Really.
We run rampant. So most of the spraying that is done is of this ditchweed. High quality marijuana is no longer even grown outdoors. They can grow, a thousand plants in a garage.
Adam, the one thing these last three Van Sant films share, in addition to the lack of conventional narrative and pared-down visual style, is the specter of violence and death that pervades the films.
And when you consider that, a plant may be worth as much as $4,000, and they can grow, a thousand plants in a garage.
In a move at once unassuming and audacious, Van Sant has taken as the subject of his last two films,
and when you consider that,
two of the defining episodes in the cultural history of the last decade.
When you consider that a single plant...
Would Van Sant's aesthetic be as powerful as it is in these films if it were used on less familiar and less emotionally volatile subject matter? And is this, as a friend creatively and hopefully termed it, Van Sant's middle period?
In denen ich erst als Hilfsarbeiter, dann als kleiner Maler mir mein Brot verdienen musste. Ein wahrhaft kärgliches Brot, das doch nie langte, um auch nur den gewöhnlichen Hunger zu stillen. Und doch habe ich in dieser Zeit gelernt wie nie zuvor, außer meiner Baukunst, dem seltenen, vom Hunde abgesparten Besuch der Oper, hatte ich als einzige Freude nur mehr Bücher. Ich las damals unendlich viel, und zwar gründlich.
Nothing's more real than nothing.
Was mir so an freier Zeit von meiner Arbeit übrig blieb, ging restlos für mein Studium auf. In wenigen Jahren schuf ich mir damit die Grundlagen eines Wissens, von denen ich auch heute noch zehre. Aber mehr noch als dieses. In dieser Zeit bildete sich mir ein Weltbild und eine Weltanschauung, die zum granitenen Fundament meines derzeitigen Handelns.
Truly love your life, not someday.
these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan, and Naphtali; Gad, and Asher. All the souls who came out of Jacob's body were 70 souls.
Worth as much as $4,000, you get a hell of an incentive there.
Reality is an illusion. You take this squad room, for instance. You know, after the big shootout last May, the bosses wanted to renovate. They reconfigured the whole place so that those of us that watched three uniforms die put aside the horror of that moment and go about our jobs. I was actually quite enlightened at the bosses, really. But it was futile because this squad room is the same squad room, and our memories of that moment are as vivid as they ever were. All of this is just, it's an illusion.
Bayless, this is your first day back on the job.
Right.
Do me a favor, shut up.
What he means is you got shot, you almost died, Hamilton's gone, you're in flux. Flux. But even so, if G hears you babbling on about how his new squadron is just a figment of our collective imaginations, he's going to send you down for a psych exam.
Which you will not pass.
For now, Timmy, the best thing is to say nothing. Nothing's more real than nothing.
Metaphysics. The telethon continues. We want to save souls tonight all across the great telecom. It could be Yom Kippur. Who knows? I want you to abandon your yuppie or Christian Nazi ways. Rise above the primary duality of America 101, ladies and gentlemen.
Geht zum Granite, dein Fundament!
I want you to grab onto the design.
Meines derzeitigen Handels!
Not the creationism design, and definitely not the Darwinian abstract. Only morons could believe in. There just wasn't enough time for that. Besides, this isn't an island, Mr. Darwin. We don't need no fucking randomness. Or badges.
Is this an artist who is still emerging? Absolutely, Sam. I think Van Zandt is still developing as a filmmaker. Which is... really what makes him so exciting. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about the films he's already made, we've included films like My Own Private Idaho and Drugstore Cowboy early
to
in
die
his
for,
career.
Yeah.
To Die For on our top five list. And... so exciting.
It's happening now. Rise above, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to actually go anywhere. It's the T-word time, and it's time for it. Transcend is not to transform. Just remember that. You heard it here. Relatively first. And definitely first. Although because of the buried in anonymity state, you may not even hear it here last. But such is the state of the fool's journey, the fool's heroic transcendent arc, which never leaves home, always in Kansas, always railroad night, as it always is. Here in New Metaphysics Land, a little village, it's an island, it's kind of a dream, and dream of Stephen Eady, Vegas Uberalis kind of thing, my 50s friends. Just remember, no man is so young that he can't be as old as the oldest man. And still design his own clothing line.
Of course, Good Will Hunting is a film I like a lot, and I pretty much posed the question that you just posed to me, to Danny Wolf, the producer.
You never hear Adolf anymore, except buried under heavy narrative voiceover. Not like you used to hear back in the old days, without the voiceover. In the old days, not like you used to hear
of his last three movies at the screening we saw here in Chicago. You know, is this whole style of using extremely long takes, master shots, little camera movement, no real traditional setups or editing in terms of coverage of a scene, is it just something that he's fooling around with, an experiment that could eventually run its course? Or has he discovered something that's going to continue to evolve and change, but will become sort of a Van Zandt trademark? So exciting.
Royal in favor of something more morally rewarding.
Operator 134, is that a business or residence?
Don't worry. Pretty soon you can just inhale the communique. Remember, the only thing better than instant is a couple of moments. This is time and space, after all. You heard it here last and first, my friends.
And Joseph was in Egypt already.
And his answer was basically that, yeah, I think it's a technique that he's going to continue to use.
And they've tried to explain it away in this article that they must have been into body snatching for medical research. Well, when you get into what the Hellfire Club was about, and this guy was a major player, maybe there was another reason why there's 10 bodies, 6 of them children, under the bloody floorboards.
So I said, how about over 4 years in the negotiating? You know, and people think it's an epic. So he has no humor either. He won't go to Los Angeles. It's something evil in that town. You know, Don Johnson lost Melanie Griffith and Ted Danson lost Whoopi Goldberg. The town is caustic. It's like that. We're inside Barnes & Noble. There's a book of biographies there. And in it is The Life of Woody Allen by Eric Lax. So I open up the book, and Woody is the anomaly in show business. It's not about him. It's about everybody he admires. First chapter, he says, ultimately, I lacked the resolve to sell my new kind of humor. But I found it by accident. He said, I was walking around San Francisco, and I stumbled into a dingy cellar called The Hungry Eye. And I saw a guy doing a new kind of comedy that changed my life. He said he's wearing a red sweater, and he's clutching a newspaper, and he's talking intellectually about pseudo-political events. No one was laughing. It's a new humor I had developed over the years. And he says, more changed my life. Many a night I sit in a Russian tea room, and I think that guy had changed my life. So I run out of there, and I go to the Russian tea room. Walk in, is Woody Allen here? Yes, he's over there. He can't be disturbed. So there he is in an army field jacket, and he's eating a bowl of borscht, you know. Do you want to leave your name? I said, no, I'm thinking more whimsically than that. Here. And I give the guy a note. I said, tell him the guy that changed his life came by. And I give the guy $5. So he runs to the table. I said, Mr. Allen, I hate to disturb your borscht here, but the guy that changed your life is over there. So Woody, you know how repressed he is with the endless therapy and everything? He jumps up and he drops the spoon in the borscht. And he ran over to me, gave me a big kiss on the cheek, and he hugged me, this big bear hug, and then he backed away and he said, can you change it back? So, wait a second.
It begins with vision. And amazing things can unfold. When you vision living your dreams, when you vision loving your life, you can chart the future. You can chart the new course, your future or the countless futures that are out there for your world. When you live, or when you vision that you are living your dreams, when you vision that you are loving your life before you're living them, before you're loving it, while you're visioning it, you can change the world that is waiting to be defined and created by you. You can transform your personal life, and you can chart new resolve, new images. By visioning that you are living your dreams, by visioning that you are loving your life. Oh, people, this is get so exciting. What you can do. And it begins with vision. When you can find ways of perceiving your world, new ways of perceiving the world, you can begin to perceive a new world. Not just perceiving realities that are there differently, but you can begin perceiving realities that haven't been there. New realities, beautiful, true, good, inherently, innately good, true, and beautiful. By visioning. You know, the first evening workshop of this year, a month or so ago, we worked with freedom and we worked with wisdom. Wisdom of your soul and freedom of your spirit. And we also worked by calling forth, bringing forth those 12 faces, those
aspects, those voices of you, from the innocence and waif all the way to the wise one and fool.
Bag man for the company. By that I mean I take the bag out, cash. Cash type money out. Because even though you send them, even though you sent the jocks the checks on a regular basis, this was sort of like a retainer. See, this was a retainer to keep the relationship cool. Okay, so that your records can be at least considered to be played. Now, when you want serious play, now that's a whole, that escalates to another level, see. Now you got to go out there and you got to put the green on them, okay. And you got to be a friend to do that. You know, we go to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know. Get wasted with them, party with them, play cards with them. I mean, they became friends.
Set up a 20-man committee to do away with this vulgar, animalistic, nigger rock and roll box.
Usually when people are not personally affected by an injury, they have a tendency to think in terms of the injury not being so great.
Basically, to me, awards are meaningless. I'm an artist. It's about to work. All the nominees are artists. We shouldn't be forced to compete with each other like dogs.
Well, I hear you. Good point. So then why are you here?
In case I win.
Bild und eine Weltanschauung, die zum granitenen Fundament meines derzeitigen Handelns.
Dogs.
Symbol of the Merovingian bloodline. It goes back to this is the Babylonian Trinity.
Good point. So then why are you here?
Find that everywhere, particularly in relation to British royalty. This is MI5. And British intelligence is the premier intelligence operation in the world that controls, indeed created, the CIA, and certainly will be massively influential in affairs in Canada. Even the all-seeing eye is on the capstone at the top.
Explore. He's not going to at some point take a radical shift in a new direction and make a Michael Bay movie, for example.
Of your soul and the freedom of your spirit. These things that are inherent, that are natural, that come naturally to you. Your soul has wisdom inherent in its very essence. Spirit has freedom in its essence. And when you call upon and work with that freedom of soul and the freedom of, the wisdom of soul and the freedom of spirit, working with yourself, the aspects of you, something magical happens. Your truer self begins to awaken. Your truer self begins to mature. Now, when your truer self awakens and matures. It has effect upon your soul. Your soul that is inherently wise becomes more free. And your spirit, inherently free, becomes more wise. And when your soul and spirit are now freer and wiser, your truer self wakes up even more and matures even more. And when it does that, it touches your soul and your spirit in such a way that it augments and embellishes the wisdom and the power that are now more a part of them. And as they gain wisdom and power, well, this becomes a perpetual motion mechanism, a perpetual motion machine, where your truer self keeps waking up more and more, becoming maturer and maturer, and your soul and spirit garner and gather greater wisdom and greater freedom, greater freedom and greater wisdom.
I repeat, you're going to have to shoplift the HR steam cleaning system from St. Muffins.
And it can all happen in the background.
Now we're looking at a gigabit per second network. Am I going to need a gigabyte of RAM? Am I going to need a megaflop machine in order to be able to keep up with all that data coming in?
A double induction. What took a certain amount of time with one person doing an induction took a lot less time and seemed even more effective with multiple channels of communication.
Joseph died, as did all his brothers and all that generation. The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty.
To be an artist is an attitude, is a life approach, is to see art, to radiate art all over. All over life. Represent art, color, life, all that art is supposed to bring to the world in that same way. Think about people in your life that just make you feel good, that you go to when you need.
So exciting.
It's like you flip on the machine, you flip on the mechanism, and you can walk away, you can turn away, you can go on to the other things of life. You don't have to just sit there the whole time working with it all. It keeps happening. It's like plates spinning. And many of you now have begun spinning those plates.